It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Should animals be allowed to vote? New study says they should.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Axiom Painting. Kevin.
Thank you to both of them.
Thank you.
Now this, at news time today, it is 7-Eleven. You know what that means.
Good luck.
Slurpee Day.
Oh, yes.
It's always Slurpee Day. When was the last time you had yourself a good Slurpee?
Oh, boy, I don't know. I had one in Minnesota last summer. Lends itself to Slurpees because you're on vacation, you know.
Oh,
so, like,
absolutely.
A lot of people, we're all going to go. Yeah. We're going to go into town, and it's just a little town of, like, you know, 400 people. Hey, we're going to go into town to the gas station and get a Slurpee. So we do that because it's like an event. I think that might have been the last one.
Okay.
Which is terrible. Now that I think about it, a whole year went by.
Steve, are you a Slurpee lover?
I mean, I've dabbled.
Okay. What kind do you get when you get a Slurpee?
Whatever the red kind is.
Cherry, I believe.
Yeah, probably cherry.
Yeah. I don't know the flavors either, just the colors.
I know. I'm kind of with you on that. That it's a little.
I mean, unless it says, like, you know, Coke. Okay, I get that one.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Otherwise, you're like, I don't know, blue, red, yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
So today's the day you get a free small Slurpee at 7-Eleven.
Just my size.
Now, that's the trouble I have, right? Is
Steve size?
Yeah, I just want to go in and get the free one, but I know how I am.
Oh,
there's
no
chance I'm getting a small.
Yeah, on a 95 degree
day.
I
will get the free one, but then I will also buy, like, probably, you know, the second to the biggest one.
Nothing wrong with that.
Since I already have the small one.
Yeah, go for it.
And then just keep sucking on them so hard that I get a brain freeze.
Okay.
All the flavors out of it. Just.
Isn't there one right over there on Maple? Not very far away.
Yeah. Yeah, one right on Division.
The one on Division, too. That's right. Yeah, that's probably even closer.
Apparently, they also have them at Speedway or Stripes.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. Those must be other stores elsewhere that
makes sense.
That we don't have.
Oh, you don't have Speedways?
No, sir.
Neither do you now, Steve, because
true.
You are here.
Yeah, you live
I don't
here.
Know
you
if you know
us.
That. Yeah.
I am them.
I am them.
I am them. I'm sorry. Yep.
Do you know that clip, Steve? Have we played that since you've been here?
I don't think so.
I am them.
I don't think we ever played that for Steve.
Oh, well, you're about to hear it. I have a funny
the
feeling.
The whole
of
one,
Jake
Kevin?
And Search. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
Somebody's really drunk driving down Granton Road.
Okay, are you behind them, or?
No, I am them.
You am them?
Yes, I am them.
Okay, so you want to call and report that you're driving drunk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, a famous 911 call.
I appreciate
it. No, I am them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you behind them?
No, I am them.
No, I am them.
Yep, well, there you go. So, Steve, you are them.
Yeah,
when you say you
now.
Guys don't have that any, no, we don't have that. You am them.
That's right.
Correct.
Yep. You're one of us, Steve.
I apologize.
That's all right.
Okay.
Noted.
Free Slurpee. That's not bad.
Isn't there one on Pine still?
I'll believe that.
I'm going to go home.
I'll
go home Pines today. I might even have to backtrack a little. I'll do it. Don't tempt me.
Oh. No 7-Elevens around here. Oh, no, that's a lie. I was going to say, not enough. They don't sell gas, right? But they do. Some of them do.
I don't know the answer to that, Kevin. I don't know if how that breaks out. I know they sell Slurpees.
They sell Slurpees.
Well,
that's all
them.
I care about, right?
That's all that matters.
That's all that really matters to me right now.
Okay, so a free Slurpee, that's not bad.
Thank
but you
Kevin.
Know what's better? $1.13
billion. $1.13
billion. The $1.13 billion jackpot remains a mystery 4 months after the ticket was bought.
Wait, what?
Yep.
Lottery
officials are urging residents, and this is unfortunate for us here, but maybe you got family in New Jersey.
Was this the Mega Millions or the Powerball or whatever? One or the other.
Yeah, Mega Millions.
Okay.
And they're saying it still has not been claimed.
There's no way.
How much is it again? One billion?
1.13 billion.
Holy smokes. That's something I would do. My wife always yells at me because I'll wait till it gets up there and then I'll buy a couple lottery tickets and then I'll just put them like in the console of the truck and then I'll just forget. Right. And my wife's like, how long have these been in here? Have you checked these? I'm like, well, and this is dumb because I do this all the time. Well, the 1 billion was given away in New Jersey, so I figured there was no reason to check it.
So what happens if nobody wins?
Let me tell you. Well, that's thank you, Kevin. Yeah, I was just going to ask.
He's the newsman.
All participating states will get back the money they contributed to the grand total.
No way. That's
a lot of states.
Mm. Cash value of the 1.13 is $537.5 million, still unclaimed.
That's crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
It's been 4 months. Now, the good news is the person still has... till the 1 year anniversary.
Now, I get that.
So they have till next March to claim it.
Imagine, though.
But it's a little weird that you're 4 months in and you haven't claimed
it. Yeah, you probably should have had your planning done by now. I get it. You don't do it the first day because you're like, you know, you're trying to make sure everything is the way it needs to be. Imagine, though, like, let's say even 6 to 10 months in, you figure it out. You find it, you claim it.
Oh, sure.
Are you a little angry at yourself? Because you're thinking, I could have spent a lot of that money in that 10
you
months.
Better be. You better be angry.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's the difference between my breakup and a tornado?
Kevin James.
Don't matter. Either way, I lost my trailer.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, congratulations. We gave away some tickets to Frozen. Tracy won herself tickets to the Broadway musical Frozen. So, well done. We'll play a little game we call Beat the Show here in about 10 minutes. All right, Kevin.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
Okay, you've got the big package of muffins.
Okay.
I always think of the Costco ones. Yeah. Do they still sell those?
They do.
Are the three flavors still chocolate, poppy seed, and blueberry?
I think that's correct, unless one of them's chocolate chip. I don't remember for sure.
Chocolate chip.
Yeah, I don't remember for sure.
The chocolate one has...
You're in the vicinity for sure.
The chocolate chips on it, then the poppy seed.
Yeah.
I almost called it a boppy seed.
That's different.
Sounds better. Wow.
Yeah. Very musical muffin. And then
bop, 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 bop.
The blueberry.
Mm-bop, mm-bop, bop, 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 boppy seed.
Man, those things, I haven't had a Costco muffin for probably 10 years.
Oh, stop. Really?
I need one. Today is National Blueberry Muffin Day. That's the reason I bring up muffins. And I have to ask, when you have that package of muffins, which one do you go for first?
Not the chocolate one. Not that one for sure.
Which is weird because you really like chocolate.
I don't mind it. No, but I just sometimes you're like, it's too much.
Okay.
Probably.
I will tell you, I've never thought that. I don't know. I'm not going to say that I go for it first, but.
I think maybe poppy seed. I think I might do that one.
Really?
Okay. Well, I don't get that one very often unless I buy it. My wife tends to make a lot of those. You know, muffins, but it's either blueberry or chocolate chip or some sort of form of that, or it's the lemon one with the icing on the top.
Sure. She's a do-it-yourselfer.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't think I often get the poppy seeds. So.
She can't make muffins that big, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
She has muffin tins that big?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Okay, here comes
I'd like to see the size of your wife's muffins.
Here comes the prove-it comment.
Denise?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to show me the size of your muffins on the cruise tonight?
She's not bringing baked goods to the cruise, Kevin.
Well, she could bring the 10.
I bet if I asked, she wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, bring the 10. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, you know what, Steve? Thank you.
I want to check
out helping.
Right now.
I'm giant, here to help.
Jeez,
giant muffin tins. I want to see how much they are because.
Well, I've had those. We brought those in before. I'm pretty sure they're the same size.
They are big muffins.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, I'm just confirming.
I appreciate everything
you're
doing.
Oh, yeah, those are nice. I'm looking at some of these pans. Real affordable, too. Yeah, because I like to make meat muffins, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What?
And Steve, you haven't had my meat muffins, have you?
No.
Oh, I take ground chicken, and I use that to make muffins.
Like the whole thing?
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like sometimes I'll make I will.
Here we go.
Like a lot of times I like to make them with some veggies, like some, you know, some broccoli mixed in there and some peppers and then onions, like that type of stuff, so that you have a little bit. It's basically meatloaf, but with chicken.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Like chicken meatloaf, but in a muffin. And
it's chicken loaf.
What sounds more fun? Chicken meatloaf or meat muffin?
Well, meat muffin's way better, obviously. Yeah. It's a great name.
And yeah, so that's true. They are delicious.
It does leave a lot to the imagination, but I mean, you know, if you say, oh, chicken meatloaf, you know exactly what that is. Meat muffin, eh.
Sounds great, and I do them with and without hair, which would be cheese on the top.
Okay, oh, wow.
I put shredded cheese on the top, and it looks kind of like hair.
I'm like, I think I had one of those before. I'm somewhat being, you know, retroactively grossed out.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Hey, did you
Steve,
have hair
on that? What muffin do you grab first?
Blueberry.
Yeah.
That's probably the winner.
I got to tell you that I love the chocolate one. And I, poppy seed is third, but I still like it.
Yeah.
But I am definitely going to go blueberry first.
Yeah, you can have my poppy seed, by the way.
Now.
Hey, that's why I want, that's why I want it.
Yeah.
Oh, if I have a glass of milk handy, I will take the chocolate one.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
But you
can't
don't
have
always
it
have
the,
a, yeah. And I always do the same thing with the chocolate one. I rip it in half, like I'm only going to eat half of it.
Yep.
And I kind of wrap it up, and you're like, oh, I'll just eat half of this. And then you eat it, and you realize, no, I'm eating all of it.
And then you unwrap it again.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a good, the thought was there.
That's going to be
really going to just have a maybe half of this, and you put it down, and then within 30 seconds, you're like, oh, that looks good. What's that?
Yeah, and then there's another one on the other side, so you got to eat that one.
Got to balance out the container.
Yeah. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
There is a screwdriver over here, but that's by all these wires and things.
The wires that are laying on the floor or the wires that are actually attached to stuff?
Kevin James.
I guess those are on the floor. Well, you know, the side here where there's all this equipment.
Right.
There's some wires on the floor and there's just a screwdriver kind of chilling.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show, it's time to beat the show. Step right up, it's time to beat the show.
Michael, what's up?
Not too much. What's going on, guys?
You know, we're just hanging in there. It's another beautiful day in the Inland Northwest.
Yeah. That's for sure. Any day above ground is a start, right?
There you go. Got to be, yeah. What is it, Kevin? Every day is a gift, and you live in the present. Or if you don't open it, you unwrap the gift present, and then you don't have a receipt, so you can't return it. What is it?
No, that's right.
Every day is a gift.
Thank you, Steve.
One point, Jay.
Thank you. Man, I did say something really prolific.
It was like,
very
profound.
Every day is a gift, and if you don't...
Every day is a... What is it?
If you don't... Treat it like that, you may leave one unwrapped.
Is that what it was?
Something like that.
That was great.
That's still deep. Yeah, I still like that. That's
the only thing I said that was really good that I still remember is that time just keeps slipping away into a pile of yesterdays.
That was actually good.
Yeah, you said something good yesterday, too. That was
what
kind
was
of,
it?
Did I really?
I think it was, I'm going to go home now.
Oh, like maybe that was it. Yeah. Maybe that wasn't so great.
Michael, we're going to play a game called Beat the Show here, and a category today is cruise. So who would you like to challenge, me or Kevin? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I think I challenged you, Jay, the last time I played.
Yeah? So
I'll choose Kevin.
Kevin it is. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's
all right.
Very fair.
Kevin, goodbye. Bye.
I know a lot about cruises.
Do you?
Well, the Coyote Country cruise.
I know. I was going to say that could be a tricky category, though.
It could be.
7 questions in 60 seconds are coming your way, Michael. Pass if you get stuck. We'll try to get back to it, okay?
Okay.
And here we go.
All righty. Here we go. The Coyote Country cruise is on Lake Coeur d'Alene, where a triathlon is held yearly. What are the three parts of a typical triathlon?
Bike, run, and swim.
What is the term for a system that automatically controls the speed of an automobile? And the category is cruise.
I at least heard it as a governor.
All right.
What was the name of Leo DiCaprio's character in Titanic?
Jack Dawson.
Yep. People take cruises to the Bahamas. What continent is the Bahamas in?
That would be South America.
What Dawson's Creek actress was Tom Cruise married to?
I don't know. I got nothing.
Okay. Name a pro football team that Victor Cruz played for.
I'm going to say Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right. All right, Kevin! All right, I'll put that one down. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to yell so loud then. I didn't know you were so close. You all right? Did you just hit your elbow on the door? That's not it's not funny.
No, our funny bones have taken a beating lately.
I know. I don't know what the deal is. It's just been, we've been willy-nilly and reckless with the elbows around here.
Yeah, that's 3 days in a row.
I know. One I don't know what is happening, but you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm fine.
All right. Kevin, you're going to get the same 7 questions that Michael got. You get 60 seconds. Here we go.
The Coyote Country Cruise is on Lake Coeur d'Alene,
where
a triathlon is held yearly. What are the 3 parts of a typical triathlon?
I mean, like running? Mm-hmm. Or do you want like marathon?
Well, the...
Swim, bike.
Yeah okay. Mm-hmm. What is the term for a system that automatically controls the speed of an automobile?
Cruise control.
What was the name of Leo DiCaprio's character in Titanic?
Jack?
People take cruises to the Bahamas. What continent is the Bahamas in?
Oh, that is in the... past.
What Dawson's Creek actress was Tom Cruise married to?
Katie Holmes.
Name a pro football team that Victor Cruz played for?
New York Giants.
Who is featured on the song Cruise with Florida Georgia Line?
Florida Georgia? Oh, really? Morgan Wallen? That's wrong. Jason Derulo.
You can keep saying names, but you're probably going to be incorrect.
All right, let's see how we did.
What?
The Coyote Country Cruise is on Lake Coeur d'Alene, where a triathlon is held yearly. What are the 3 parts of a typical triathlon?
Everybody got that one. They did the swim and the bike and the run in no particular order, even though it's in a particular order. It didn't really matter. You still got the three, so one-to-one.
Yeah. That's good. What is the term for a system that automatically controls the speed of an automobile?
Michael said governor.
The governor.
Governor.
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor. And Kevin went with cruise control.
I mean, I was looking for cruise control.
I mean, I think the difference is a governor restricts your speed, but a cruise control automatically controls it, which I believe was the question. So 1 point, Kevin. Sorry, Mike. Sorry, Michael.
It's okay.
What was the name of Leo DiCaprio's character in Titanic?
I mean, Michael went first and last name.
Did he really?
Yeah,
very nice.
Jack Dawson. Very nice.
Jack Dawson. See, I would not have known that.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's 1 point each.
People take cruises to the Bahamas. What continent is the Bahamas in?
Michael said South America. Kevin didn't want to embarrass himself and said pass.
North America.
Oh, so close.
Really?
Yeah.
Easy, Kevin. Don't embarrass yourself.
Yeah, well, that's stunning. I did not know that.
Well, now you do. Stunning, it's a learning experience for all of us. It's 3-2 in favor of Kevin.
Isn't that lovely? What Dawson's Creek actress was Tom Cruise married to?
Michael passed. Kevin said Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Very good, Kevin.
4-2.
Name a pro football team that Victor Cruz played for.
Michael went with the Bucks. Kevin went with the Giants. I know he played for the Giants. I don't know if he played for the Bucks. Is he right?
New York Giants and Chicago Bears.
Oh, dang it. Kevin with a 5-2 lead.
Who is featured on the song Cruise with Florida Georgia Line?
Nobody.
Well, I think he's talking about...
nobody.
Yeah, I think...
Well,
did Nelly go on to a version of that song?
Yeah.
Oh, they did a remix with Nelly, or Jason Derulo, as I said.
Right.
Did they do one with Jason Derulo, too?
Sure.
I don't know.
No, that. Luke Bryan did one with Jason Derulo. I don't know. That was a dumb question.
All right, I apologize for that one then.
I mean,
a remix still counts.
Well, you probably could have said a remix. Yeah.
Who did the remix?
Yeah, that would have been a better question. So, but still 5-2 in favor of Kevin. Michael, sorry about that. Kevin was on cruise control today for that. So if you wouldn't mind, pick a number, and then you can call back and be that number, and we'll get you one of these brand new travel mugs, these Coyote Country travel mugs. What number, Michael?
How about 10?
10 it is, my friend. Appreciate you. Have a great day. Thank you so much for playing. And caller 10 gets that mug. Every day is a gift. That's why they call it the present, Kevin? That wasn't it.
Something like that.
Gosh, I wish you could remember your own sayings. Maybe you could write them down.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted right now. I just got a text message that my UPS package has arrived at the warehouse, and they cannot deliver it due to incomplete address information. Please confirm your address in the link below.
Should we get Edith back here? And
what's your address?
Like to call a scam.
Yeah. I got the...
No, it can't be a scam because it says the United States Postal Team wishes you a wonderful day.
Hilarious. I got a text scam the other day. Have you seen the one that's going around about the tolls?
About tolls?
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you can sign up for, I can't remember what that, Good to Go, something like that over there where they're, you know, Seattle has some places where you have to pay some tolls.
Okay,
and gotcha, if you have one of those accounts... They were texting people with those accounts and say, you owe $47, but the fine will be $470 if you don't pay within 5 minutes. Click this link. And I was like, what?
That's dirty.
It is dirty.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I had to kill two of them yesterday.
Man, they just...
relocate them.
Uh-huh. To heaven?
Spider heaven.
Kevin James.
Spider heaven.
Yeah, I like That's all I got. That was enough.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Just before we went on the air, do you want to say what you said?
This is the dumbest stat I've ever heard. But it actually is not the one I'm going to do on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, I could do it.
No, I mean, do whatever you want, man.
No, you know what? Pressure me into it, bud.
Oh, bro.
Do you know that since Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark have started playing in the WNBA?
Yeah.
The two women that have transformed the WNBA, no doubt about it.
Certainly have made it top of mind, we'll say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are people trying to make Angel Reese the rookie of the year, not Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
And it's going to be a good battle.
I mean, maybe their performances could determine that.
Yeah, they certainly, and that's what they're saying.
Ah, okay.
138 career missed shots by Angel Reese so far. That's 41.8% from the field.
Miss. Oh, no, 48.
She's missed that many shots.
Okay, 48%.
167 missed shots by Caitlin Clark.
So that's a higher percentage,
that's
you're
only
saying?
39%.
Oh, so the percentage is lower because she takes more shots. I see.
Percentage is, lower because she's missed more shots.
Percentage.
She missed 167, and Angel Reese only missed 138.
Oh, okay. But yet the percentage is lower because she makes more.
And takes more shots.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, she... you guys are confusing me.
No.
Angel Reese has 41%. That's higher than 39%.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
and
that's what we said.
The reason why it's a lower percentage is because she
missed... Are you
giving
us percentages of makes or misses?
She missed more.
Who did?
Caitlin Clark.
Well, numbers-wise, yes, but percentage-wise, no.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. Her percentage is lower.
So you're giving us the percentage of make shots because you said that was her percentage of missed.
No, guys, you all know every percentage is done in... makes.
I understand that, but why would you even then why would we care how many she missed?
Again, dumbest stat ever. Because they're trying to make Angel Reese better. Let me give you a quick little tip.
Caitlin Clark also has to take harder shots, right?
Shoots under the basket.
Right. Caitlin Clark
shoots from the logo.
Oh,
I
don't, man.
I mean, I'm, listen to this, 97 career offensive rebounds mm-hmm. for Angel Reese. Off, I'm going to guess most of those came off of her 138 misses.
Sure, yeah.
9 career offensive rebounds for Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, it's garbage. Easy to just, yeah.
Garbage.
Now the real stat.
They're terrible. I don't know why we were, you guys were, the missed shot was really dumb.
It
but
was.
They're saying
it was.
Overall, the 39% made field goal percentage, 41%.
Can't make any shot you don't take.
Yeah,
like
dude, who cares? Shoot away.
Right.
Have fun. That's what I always say.
Shoot away. Have fun.
Get out
Shoot
there.
Shoot your shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that was as confusing and Thanks. Dumb for you guys as I thought it was.
Yeah, it was great.
I'm still a little lost, but fine.
You shouldn't be. It's really easy to follow along.
Okay.
I'll draw you a picture later.
Oh, wow.
A Venn diagram?
Steve, how many ounces are in a gallon?
Oh boy!
Yeah, you do. You know, just blurt it out.
I don't want to say it because I think I'm wrong.
What do you think?
I was going to say 16.
16?
16 ounces in a gallon.
That's wrong.
So the bottle that you have in there of water is a gallon.
No.
Are you okay? What? Did you hit your head? 16. I mean, if most people get it wrong, they say 64.
That is correct, Jay, which is half a gallon.
Half, yeah, because I mean, but that yeah, I think yeah. I feel like that's a common guess.
100%, yeah.
If you're incorrect, yeah. 16's a record.
16-ounce gallon.
No wonder he thinks he drinks a lot of water.
Well, this is my warning to you. This is why I do it as a stat of a day, Jay.
What the heck is this
guy We need
doing?
Our man Steve to hydrate.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't like to drink a lot of water.
Right.
He
drank a gallon yesterday.
How many? Yeah, he did. All 16 ounces of that uh-huh. gallon. Steve, do you like Gatorade or anything like that? I think we have some downstairs.
Yeah, enough. Yeah, yeah.
what kind of answer was that? It's a yes-no question. Do you like Gatorade, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, some of the flavors.
I was going to say,
that's fair, though.
Flavors.
Okay, yeah. I get it. Yeah.
I can drink any of them. I love them all. I was just going to say, maybe
Is
we should get some and get you to start drinking them today.
Electrolytes,
It's
going to
be very hot on the cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
And I just feel like you're not doing a good job hydrating yourself.
What kind of flavors do they have downstairs, Kev?
I do not know.
Oh, okay.
I just thought I saw them in there last time I was looking for a drink.
Do they? I didn't see any. And I'm very observant.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Clearly.
I'm not taking your word for it. You are the man who didn't know we had a sign on our door to the studio.
Right, after being here for like 7 months and walking into the yes. studio multiple times a day, was unaware there was a sign on the door.
It kind of camouflages into it, though. So
it's a black sign on a brown door.
Yeah, so you see what I'm saying?
No. The Big 99.